For Michigan Radio, I'm Steve Carmody. Over the weekend, parts of Michigan recorded temperatures well below zero. The bitter cold temps come as many Michiganders are struggling to get help from the state to keep the heat on in their homes. Laura Jessick lives in the small northern Michigan town of Alanson, a short drive from Sheboygan.
I love the country life. I love where my kids can go outside and play in the woods and you know, go to the lake right up the road.
This time of year, that trip to the lake will probably involve a snowmobile. Northern Michigan winters can be a struggle, and this year, Laura and her husband have been having an even harder time. They've lost work because of illness, and now they're struggling with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to get help with their mounting heating bills. The department recently offered to fill the Jessick's propane tank, but only if the family put up $390.
For a minimum fill for our tank, it costed us $310. If we had the $390 or $10, we wouldn't be asking for assistance.
In the past, the state worked with local nonprofits to identify people who qualify for help paying their utility bills. However, there was concern that some of the decisions made by those groups didn't strictly follow state eligibility rules. So, starting this fiscal year, the Department of Health and Human Services took over the job itself, and that apparently is causing problems. Owen Goslin helps people with utility assistance in northern Michigan. He says a state review process can sometimes drag on for weeks or months. In the meantime, families can't get help from other sources.
They can't get the assistance from United Way that they might be eligible for. They need that denial letter that says they didn't get help from DHHS assistance before they can go to these other third-party organizations.
This is not just a problem in rural Michigan. Joan Jackson Johnson works for the city of Lansing. She helps people there pay their utility bills. Jackson Johnson says the state's decisions can be confusing. She points to two cases her office recently handled.
One was a single woman, no children. They paid, DHHS paid, $1,000 toward utility, the electric piece, and $175 for water. Another family, a mother with six kids, and her bill was almost $3,000. They said it wasn't an emergency, although the water was off. How do you rationalize it?
Kenton Schultz oversees the state's emergency relief program. He says despite the complaints, there's been no reduction in the amount of energy assistance that's been approved this fiscal year. In fact, new state data show spending increased by $10 million in the final quarter of 2018 compared to the same period the year before.
Anytime that there's change, I think you'll have bumps in the road in looking at that, especially when it's a service that people are familiar with using, and looking at that they have to apply a different way, that causes some concern.
Schultz says they're trying to smooth out some parts of the application process and make it more customer friendly. But state caseworkers contacted by Michigan Radio say they're overwhelmed, and they say they fear repercussions if they speak up. Karen Martin is a retired state assistance payments worker. She's willing to talk about the problems her former colleagues are complaining about. She says this is a tragedy waiting to happen.
What if they don't have family to stay with while it's cold? What if they don't have money to go stay in a motel while it's cold?
Back in Alanson, Laura Jessick's propane tank is once again full, thanks to friends chipping in. She'd like to see Governor Gretchen Whitmer fix the problems with the utility assistance program.
Nobody should be without a heat. Nobody should be without food. Nobody should be without medical. Nobody should be without any of this stuff.
There is a warming trend coming to northern Michigan, but high temperatures are only expected to reach into the mid-teens the rest of this month. I'm Steve Carmody.